I'm at Waterperry Drive Reserve. I'll go find a shady tree. In this video, I'll be focusing on a three-page spread in the Sunday Times here in Perth, Western Australia, given to John Flint on the 8th of January. Let me show you the paper. By the way, this is E.K. Lippmeyer. I'm in currently at Waterperry Drive Reserve in the southern suburbs, Canning Vale area of Perth, Western Australia. It's a Friday, it's the 20th, I think, of January 2023, mid-afternoon, and it's hot and still and muggy. The paper in question is the one that John Flint got let loose in three sections, page two, at opinion, I won't take you there, and then at this article, opinion at page 39 or something like that, which is a very significant page where the editorial is and the cartoon. And he's now been given at page 31, three pages, not that he wrote much there, and but there's his picture of the silenced doctors, and you'll see that I've, you might be able to see that I've marked things off quite a bit. Now, believe me, John Flint, he's a good example of the blind reporting for the blind. And he's changing his tune slightly. And this is an interesting article because it's a mixture. It works against him and his recent-ish, last 1 to 2 years material that I've been reading in the Sunday Times and the West Australian. And it gives him a chance to report, as usual, information. I won't call it facts. By the way, look, let me give a quick disclaimer. If I say anything medical that sounds like medical advice, I do not give medical advice. I'm not a doctor. Do your own research and take your own responsibilities. If it sounds like I'm saying try this, try that, or don't do this, don't do that, it's my opinions only. And by omission or commission, take your own responsibility after your own research for what you do. And the other thing to note is I am giving opinions when I might cast aspersions on the motives, etc., and ethics, etc., of John Flint and any doctors I might mention here, and politicians, anyone, in fact. If I'm casting aspersions, they're opinions, and I might be completely mistaken, and they might be pillars of society, paragons of virtue, and purer than the driven snow. So it is, but perhaps from my observations, they might just be, some of them just might be really good at hiding it, or they could be inept in that they're so disconnected from reality, or so captured by programming, brainwashing, mass formation, psychosis, hypnosis, etc., etc., that they're at the moment incapable of seeing the evidence that is available on both sides and coming to a different, more sensible, more safe, more cautious, more precautionary conclusion or approach or recommendation of things to do and things to take. That maybe there's an ineptness there for that reason, detrimental cognitive dissonance. I will start reading. I have often said John Flint is a gift that keeps on giving, and I'd like to critique good stuff he does. He must have done some, must be doing some, must do some in the future. But time doesn't allow. There's so much. He keeps churning out in these rags by Seven West Media, the West Australian, and the Sunday Times. So much stuff that contains dangerous information, dangerous, if acted upon by the common person, my Western Australian citizens, fellow citizens, residents, etc. Information that I won't call facts, but the information, if put into practice, like go get vaccinated, go get your boosters, and all this kind of thing, it's dangerous. We need to first do no harm. That's the Hippocratic Oath, one of the first things in it. First do no harm. So you need to have mountains of precaution when particularly recommending anything experimental, as the COVID-19 injections have been and are. So I will start reading COVID critics' tough medicine. Doctors on both sides of the vaccine divide claim medical authorities are gagging them, putting their jobs at risk for speaking their minds, John Flint reports. David Berger isn't your average rural GP. When he's not working as an emergency doctor in remote areas of WA and other parts of the country, the former director of the esteemed British Medical Journal spends his downtime flying seaplanes and other small aircraft. But it's not his aeronautical hobby that sets him apart. I'll just check that I am recording, and I have lamented. I wish this had a little indicator on the front of the camera that it's recording. It's his direct and outspoken views, particularly on COVID-19, that have prompted the national regulator to clip his professional wings. The action taken against the maverick doctor by the Health Practitioner Regulation Agency, APRA, A-H-P-R-A, has sparked a furor in the medical and scientific community, with many individuals and organisations, including the Royal Australian College of GPs, complaining that practitioners are being persecuted for challenging the official position on the pandemic response. Now, how interesting. I and tens of thousands of my fellow West Australians, John Flint, have been challenging the official position as well, and I've gone to about approaching 35 protest rallies in central Perth, etc., in the last approaching couple of years, where we are challenging the official position, and you called us every name under the sun in so many articles that you wrote, couldn't disparage us enough. So you're guilty of what you are highlighting that APRA is doing to several doctors who are challenging the official position, etc., and scientists. You've done exactly the same, and you continue to do so, although your position is, interestingly enough, mellowing a little bit now. So without acknowledging that it is, and saying sorry for the harmful information you've given, I'm losing my paper in the wind. I'll just bear with me. And I'll just get the centre piece. It happens to be in the very centre of the paper. I'll pause and start again. The Victorian branch of the Australian Medical Association even called for a royal commission into APRA. Wow, that's quite something. They need to be examined themselves, of course. Without intending to be, the WA doctor is at the centre of a heated debate on the issue of medical censorship. But he isn't the only WA medico claiming to be gagged. Ironically, the one thing health practitioners, both those for and against the COVID-19 vaccines, can agree on is that APRA has gone too far in cracking down on dissenting voices. That's most certainly correct, and I'd almost call that a fact for you, John Flint. Because most of what you present in the articles I'm reading of yours is information which has a loose connection to reality. So, official information you've been presenting for a very long time, and a fact needs to have a high objectivity quotient, preferably around, above 95%, and that's only tested by predictions based on the description called the fact, and when you get 95% of the predictions coming true, you can call it a fact. And cracking down on dissenting voices. What a hypocrite, John Flint. All you've been doing in your articles is, in a kind of a way, cracking down on we who have been disagreeing with the official Australian government line for the last couple of years, 3 years approaching. While you have probably no personal power to crack down on us or sanction us, etc., but it's a kind of a equivalent of cracking down by disparaging us and calling us nutters and idiots and so on. That's what you've been doing a lot of. Now, the next page. With a Twitter following exceeding 48,200, Dr. Berger is staunchly pro-vaccination. So obviously Dr. Berger, what I will go on to show, is a mixed bag. He's connected to reality strongly in a few areas, like saying, hey, we should be able to, as doctors and anyone, express dissenting opinions from the official narrative. We should not be gagged, we should not be threatened with deregistration, etc., etc., if we give some advice that is not officially sanctioned by APRA, by the TGA by Atagi, by the various health departments and health ministers and chief health officers around Australia. He's quite strongly connected to reality there, but he's pro-vaccination and et cetera, as you'll see here. So, and wants more COVID lockdown or COVID pandemic measures, et cetera, which there's a lot of evidence to show do more harm than good. Dr. Berger is staunchly pro-vaccination, but he has railed against authorities on other fronts.